Why are you pulling up new pictures of Selena Gomez?
Well, because it's your birthday.
Oh.
And this is a birthday gift for you.
Yeah, she kind of looks like the woman that killed Selena.
I was nervous for the past like 20 minutes. I've been like hyperventilating because I thought my head was being, I thought it was paralyzed just in a circle around my head.
About a it. Fan of Mike's got yeah. his face tattooed on, I think, is it their leg?
It's their thigh. It's like this big, dude.
You're like not going to show up for the podcast one day, and then we're going to get a text to this group chat, and it's going to be just a picture of your severed head next to the tattoo.
Hi, I'm Slushy.
Welcome to Chrissy Chaos, another episode, Michael Shane Cannon.
Chicken roll a teen.
Yeah. Vito Baby Teeth Calise, John the Father Grady. The whole crew is here. We're having fun. I took some more weed, some more edibles. We're coming to you live from the Slam Magazine headquarters in Long Island City, Queens. Slammed. Absolutely. You got slammed.
That's like, catching on.
We're getting slammed like the emotionally disturbed people who are running loose outside this building because of goddamn de Blasio's politics.
That's right. Have you seen the uptick in white women getting absolutely punched in the face just walking around?
Yeah.
It's been a fun TikTok trend alongside some others.
So today's a very special episode because it's the Mike Cannon birthday episode.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Big one. It's a big one. 3-9.
3-9. We went to Medieval Times for your big birthday celebration last weekend. It was a lot of fun. You had a hilarious thing where they read birthdays out loud to people. They read birthdays out loud to the crowd, like, you know, happy birthday. It's mostly kids. And then they said, happy birthday, Michael, for his 70th birthday, which is hilarious to say 70th. And then my daughter, Delilah, was there, and she goes, is Mike 70? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he is. And she goes, how old is his wife? And I was like, she's like 30. And she goes, ew.
Delilah instantly is like, wow, Mike must have more money than I thought.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She was like, ew. And then she was telling Jazz, she was like, do you believe he's 70? Mm-hmm. And Nicole's only like 30.
She confronted me about it a couple times.
Yeah, and then Jazz was like, it's not, they're comedians, they're making it up. And she was like, my dad's always lying. And then I got in trouble.
Dude, so before that, have you been to Medieval Times before?
Oh, dude, multiple. I did it for my birthday 5 years ago. I think you were there.
No, I wasn't. I must have missed it.
You came to the Renaissance Fair.
I did, yeah. Those guys especially, I was thinking about that because like the knights are there and they are well-trained in horse.
Oh my God, and gorgeous.
Hunting or whatever it is that they're doing, swordsmanship, all that shit. And it's like, if you choose to study that, there are like two jobs available.
Yeah.
It's Medieval Times or the Renaissance Fair.
That's it.
There's no other place to work. What are you going to be like, or an extra in the new Gladiator?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of it.
Or I will be honest with you though, like, as you know, as a tax-paying United States citizen, I would say I would like there to be a division of our army that is trained in swords and hand-to-hand combat, and we can send them in. And like, I know me as an enemy. If I was an enemy combatant, I would not want to deal with a guy with an axe who knew how to use it.
100%. Even on side of that. So one thing that has been coming up on my thing is that like side saddle Japanese archery shit.
Ugh.
Have you seen that? When I think it's like women and men alike are just riding at Mach 3 on a horse down a field, and they literally go from sitting upright to on the side, and they shoot with holding themselves up, and can like, you know, drill a kid from 400 yards away.
If Vito wasn't married, I would say that he would be into Asian women.
Yeah.
And it was actually shocking when I met Vito's wife and she wasn't a small Asian woman with webbed feet. Dude, Vito, I feel like Vito's sad again.
No, I'm not.
Why is Vito sad, dude?
I'm not sad at all. I feel like I've been joyful. I feel like I've been talking to you a bunch.
Why is John sad?
John's just low energy John.
John did walk in with a little bit of a frowny town on his face. It seems like the stress from work is bleeding in.
Yeah. Dude, I think the youth has low T.
Yeah.
You think it's something with, because they don't have as much fluoride in their water as we did?
Is fluoride a positive influence on testosterone?
That's like always what I'd hear is like, yeah, New York's water, we don't filter the fluoride out. That's why we're different.
You know, Rockland County is the only county in New York State to not have fluoridated water.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it's because we have like a bunch of hardcore conspiracy theorists that run our town, and they're like, we will not allow this. But also, if you look into it, that is, I guess, I'm an idiot, so of course I may be wrong. You could say, you could prove me wrong any chance
you
get.
Wrong.
But I think that's like the active ingredient in rat poisoning.
Yep.
It's like, it's not, it's provably not good for you. Like, dude, it's just low trace amounts, but it's just not, it's something we shouldn't be consuming.
Fluoride? I don't know.
Me neither.
Ass Jeeves.
Why are you pulling up new pictures of Selena Gomez?
Because we wanted to show, the boys wanted to show, well, because it's your birthday.
Oh.
And this is a birthday gift.
Do you know I've had two lucid, wet dreams about Selena Gomez?
Really?
Lucid.
Oh.
Dude, oh my God.
I really love her.
Just bags.
Bags.
Yeah.
But the people are saying her face looks older, though.
Yeah, she kind of looks like the woman that killed Selena.
But I kind of like that look. I like Milfy.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous. I have no issues.
So she posts these publicly. She posts her boobies out.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I guess I would.
Yeah.
I want to look like that.
Just.
You think I could look like that if I up my creatine dosage?
Yeah. You could definitely get that many veins in your tits.
Dude. Are those real?
I would love to find out.
I believe they're lupus induced.
What is lupus induced? Like she has
autoimmune tits.
She has lupus.
So those are lupus tits. Nice.
That's what the people think.
Okay. I like it.
Give me that lupus. This is what the people think. Wait, there's commentary on this? They're like, oh, the side effects of lupus are massive fun bags.
Yeah. fun. Let's... Dude.
So, dude, did I tell you that? So heading in to, because I offered you an edible at Medieval Times, but you graciously turned it down.
You had to drive back.
Yeah. Me too. But I took one before and I got knighted. Nicole paid extra to get me knighted.
Yeah, and
by
I
the
wasn't
queen.
There. I was waiting online like an idiot.
I know. It was a bummer.
She didn't say, because nobody told us that we could just go. We didn't have to wait on the line.
You didn't?
No, because we were a group of more than 10.
Yeah, and I was just texting you and never told you.
Yeah, he never told me once, and I missed everything, and I had to stand in the line and freezing cold.
Dude, well, it didn't take me long to bomb at my own party, because as soon as the queen started knighting me, I go, a lady king, huh? And she goes, what? And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
And she just continued the knighting, and I was like, all right, I'll see you out there. And she's like, huh? And I was like, all right, and then just kept walking.
Yeah.
Immediately got shown my seats.
Well, what do you think the because with Medieval Times, at least the show we went to, it was just a queen, but they never mentioned anything about the king.
No.
So is it that tournament of jousters is supposed to be whoever wins becomes the king? They just get to fuck that queen?
That's kind of what I got out of it. And especially since our knight won, but turned heel. And he turned into like a men's rights activist at the end, which was the best. He's like, I will not be ruled by some clam queen.
Yes.
Like just went off and just, you know, our whole side is cheering, you know.
Dude, so they each section, each color, you know, you sit in a section like we were the red section, the green section, yellow. We were sitting in red, and each knight gets announced and like you go crazy for your knight. And like they come out with no helmets on. So, like, our knight came out, and he was, like, Indian. So I was like, yeah, we got an Indian guy, diversity. And then Jasmine goes, not in here.
He looked like Skeet Ulrich.
He
was, like, a beautiful dude.
Yeah, that's he looked cool. Beautiful dude, but then he turned into a piece of shit in the middle of the show. I kind of loved it.
Yeah, with your two daughters there.
Dude. So we just...
really quickly.
My face
so
is itchy.
We forgot.
It's
that. Yeah, it's definitely the thing.
Shit.
And you thought it wasn't going to do anything.
I forgot I had a coon on my head.
Have you ever... we left Cruz like since first day of birth stuffed animal.
This was a nightmare.
At Medieval Times. Have you ever done that?
No, but when you texted me and said that you left his stuffed animal there, I knew exactly like the horror of that. Because like your kid will not sleep. Like you have a stuffed animal. My daughter has a piggy and blankie. If you lose those, like... They will not function.
No, and we also thought like early in his life that we could get the duplicate and kind of like age it alongside of the original, and he'd have no idea. But these kids like Twilight imprint on these fucking toys, and they're connected to them through, you know, whatever. But we left it there. We're in all this traffic. Crew has to piss. He pissed in one of my piss bags.
I love those. Yeah. I want to bring those in and piss on the pod.
I pissed outside of my barbershop today in a piss bag and pissed all over my pants. I literally walked in. I was like, oh, man, turns out I like sat in a water bottle or something. Sorry. And then just sat in piss in the barber chair and got my hair cut. Like sorry, Brian.
You like the piss bags too much.
Can you bring in the piss bags?
Yeah, people.
Can we make the piss bags merch?
Yeah, we should partner with people.
Used or new.
Whatever you guys want, you freaks.
Yeah, or we could just sell our used piss bags if you want those.
What
yeah.
about a Patreon tier where if you sign up for a certain tier, you get Mike's used piss yeah. bags?
That's not bad.
We should make a new like $8 tier and call it piss bags. That's the name of the tier.
It really is nothing to me. I mean, it's more or less like selling old panties and socks. Whatever you guys yeah. want, I'll sell a bag of piss.
Well, I'd like to start Mike's birthday party. Let's start it with, well, first, well, we all got him some gifts, and then we also have some cupcakes that what? I'm not, yep.
You're right. not gonna eat a cupcake?
No, I'll do it.
You gotta eat a cupcake, dude. Yeah,
well, we got some cup. Vito, are you gonna have a cupcake, sweetie?
Yeah, we'll all have cupcakes.
Okay, we'll have some cupcakes.
What a special day.
John's gonna have one. Where are you going? Get everything. Bring it in. And then also the gift that we got.
Yeah, well, you say cupcakes and you stare at me.
Well, I'm saying let's the birthday party has begun. Let my people go. Where's that from?
Do you know? Don't say that.
Moses.
Yeah.
Moses. Damn.
I knew it, and I didn't have the name even when I said stop.
All right, so first, leave it over here. Leave it over here.
Is that a Wesley Snipes bag?
Everyone get a cupcake. Yeah, dude. Everyone, I got Wesley Snipes' head for you. I thought you were getting red velvet.
And then I said cupcakes instead.
Oh, I thought you meant red velvet cupcakes. Fucking black shit!
Black Forest cupcakes just for you. Because of when we went to the diner and you specifically asked.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's the Black Forest ones?
Which one do you
This? Is that the Black Forest
that
one?
That is.
Or this one?
You just rotate the thing in your hand.
Is
you
this?
You asked specifically for Black Forest cake when we went somewhere.
I want the ones with M&Ms.
I want the M&M one.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets a cupcake.
Oh, this is the best.
Come on,
thank
take
you, guys.
One.
It's wow.
Soup, party,
I feel unworthy.
Black Forest.
Black Forest. Happy. Well, we'll wait for everyone. You want to get one? Mike, do you want two?
I will eat two, yeah.
Which one do you want?
I really... No, I don't care. Whatever's left. I got my primary cake.
Mm.
This is good. That was sexy, right?
Yeah, John's a fucking... Yeah, I want to fucking groom John. Wow, tiramisu. I'm supposed to be dieting.
Yeah, cheers.
Take a tiramisu.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right. Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Now let's show him the gift. Here we go.
Hey, Mike. Bill Allen here. Crew Jones. Listen, I hear from Chrissy. It's your birthday on the 26th, so I wanted to wish you a very rad birthday. Yep. I hear you're going to Medieval Times and Green Day, even though your son... ruined the Green Day surprise. Dude, I guess you named your kid Green. That's awesome, dude. I hear you're an incredible comedian, and you're hosting your special April 6th
nope.
in Stanford with host Chrissy. And
yep.
Chris
dude, fucking Villier.
Dude, apparently you're the man, so I do have a question for you. If I try to qualify, will you be there?
I will be there, crew.
You could have at least waited until we finished dancing. All right, brother. God
damn, dude. All that man has to do is quote Rad at the end, and I'm fucking fully on board.
Have you ever gotten a cameo from him before?
I've gotten one from Nicole.
From him?
Years and years and years ago, but this is fantastic. And it's a half promo for the special, so
absolutely,
what's better
dude.
Than that?
And he said that you're hosting it, which is all wrong. He's headlining it. So I love that he just, you know... He's got to be a stoner, right? Where does he live? Like fucking Canada?
I don't know, actually. I think probably California.
I like him.
Don't you think for like the money that people spend on cameos, they should just like look at it before?
What did that cost? $50?
No.
$100?
Yeah.
No shit.
That's
not bad, but I mean, here's the thing.
For $100, you
good
could
for him.
You could look at it before, though.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. But, you know, if hey, man, that was worth it. That was worth it to
all
me.
Right,
I have $100 worth of joy in my heart.
We're
and
just
then
happy
some.
You're good. Happy.
Yeah.
That's what you're worth.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Close your eyes. We got a good one here.
More.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Keep them closed. Oh.
right, open them.
Oh, shit.
Like that?
Dude, are you
NBA
fucking
kidding? All-Star.
Oh, my God.
1998 All-Star Weekend Bomber one.
Dude, this is fucking unreal.
Yeah, dude. Don't get into really the embarrassed.
Dude, this is fucking
like
sick.
That?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
That's
I'm blushing.
One.
Do you see how much I'm sweating right now?
Good, put it on. Let's
I don't
see
like
if it
authentic
fits.
Joy on camera.
Let's see if it fits, dude.
God,
I want you to put it
so
on.
Much.
Put it on. I don't have the. Could you imagine you dropped it in the cupcake?
In the
like,
roll
of TV. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, this. Oh my it's nice God. And warm too. Oh yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
And I'm going to see the Knicks play the Thunder on Sunday.
Are you
going to
wear that?
Oh, you goddamn right I'm going to wear this.
That jacket actually is fucked. Dude, that jacket is money.
This is unbelievable.
Hey, that's from all of us.
Yes.
Thanks, boys.
And
appreciate
dude, look at
it.
The sleeve. It's All-Star Weekend jacket.
Dude, holy shit. Yeah. This is fucking
it's vintage.
Sick.
There it is, dude.
Thank you.
That's his
what
Michael.
A guy. What a guy. That's I don't
it,
deserve
dude.
This.
All right, so we got that. We got cupcakes. Anything else?
That was it.
That's pretty good, though.
That's a great birthday. This is actually, I didn't have birthday parties as a kid, so this is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can Which is why it was also nice to go to Medieval Times.
Let me tell you something. If you are an adult and you don't like Medieval Times or you make fun of Medieval Times or the Renaissance Fair, you're just not a person for me. You're not a person that I like to hang around with.
Yeah. Just means you're a bit too cynical to kind of separate yourself from whatever and just have a good time. Just purely accept it because it's so fun.
Dude.
Also, how did that fucking place survive COVID? How did they make it through COVID? Everything was new, too. Like some actual night gave them an influx of cash.
Right.
Because, like, the sand where they tortured the horses was new. Like, everything was just brand new seats, all that stuff. It looked really good.
They made it. I don't know. But I was trying to think about, like, the people who work there. We were trying to figure out what we think they make a show.
Yeah.
What do the lead night, what do they make a show for performing at Medieval Times?
I feel like they get paid, like, singing waiters at, like, Ellen Stardust Diner.
See, my guess was $300 a show. Is that insane?
I thought $250.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is 300 a show insanity?
Are they doing one show a night or are they doing
two
shows?
They're doing two. So they sell tickies. They did two shows on a Saturday, sold out, I think, 1,500 seats.
1,500 seats in that place?
1,500 fucking seats.
My God, Emilio, get me booked.
$70? Dude, imagine if you shot your next special at Medieval Times.
I think we should do it.
Holy shit.
Let's do a live fucking podcast at Medieval Times.
I want to do a live pod at Medieval Times. That's one of the best ideas I've ever heard in my life. We are doing this podcast from Medieval Times.
That would be
Will me and John be invited this time?
Dude, I was looking
That was
for
my
you
wife's deal. So you guys didn't have kids. She X'd you out.
Dude, I was looking for you
A
guys.
A bunch of our close friends that have kids were like, what the, or that don't have kids were like, so what happened there? Because Nicole made the executive decision.
Yep. I know. And she was ballsy, too, because the thing was on Sunday, and she texted us, like, Thursday.
Yeah.
She was like, are you guys, we were like, yeah, you're throwing it together.
I thought it was going to be six of us. I thought, honest to God, like, we threw it out there as kind of like a kitschy goof. Like, whatever, we'll just go last minute with our family if worse comes to worse. But then 30-plus people were like, absolutely, let's go.
Did all you guys walk in together and wait on that line together? How did you all get in that picture? Because I wasn't in that picture.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Damn it. I didn't make the birthday picture.
We did have one surprise plan that we should tell Mike about that didn't work out.
Oh yes,
we tried to get you sloths and kangaroos in here.
Yes, we were going to try to get. We were going to make
the actual animals.
Yes, yeah. The plan was I was going to make you. We were going to have you close your eyes. Uh-huh. We were going to go get the sloth, and I was going to put it in your lap. And you were gonna have to guess what animal it was, and then sit there with it the entire
Dude,
show.
I would have fucking freaked.
And we were gonna wait till you were peak high. I was gonna take Delilah out of school because she was like, because she heard me talking about it.
Yeah.
She's like, if you have a sloth and I don't get to see it, I'll kill myself.
And this wasn't like I had a sloth guy ready for us.
There's a city sloth guy.
Dude's got a kangaroo guy.
He got shut down.
Oh, wow. Is he just like is he just a guy from the Bronx?
I went to a party back in December at like a wealthy dude's house. And I'm at the party and all of a sudden I fucking turn around and there's a kangaroo jumping around behind me.
How sick is that?
P. Diddy's sucking its cock underneath.
And then all of a sudden I'm holding a fucking sloth a few minutes later and there was a capybara there.
Whoa.
And I texted it to Chris and I was like, isn't this wild? And then I was like, I don't think I could post this anywhere.
Yeah, well, I remember showing my daughter that, and she was like, is that a real kangaroo or is that AI? I was like, I think it's AI. I didn't believe that it was real. And then you were like, it's real. I was like, oh, it's real.
Well, and how long ago was that?
December.
Post-COVID, they're just having this international wet market wherever
you
were.
I sent it to you also.
Oh, yeah. Man, I have a tough memory, dude. My memory is like, so I have long-term on lock. I remember quite a bit. But anything that happens, you know, in the recent vicinity is kind of just flying out.
Dude, how about this? Yesterday, I went to the Knicks game, and Diego DiVincenzo hit 11 threes. He hit 11 threes, and then Jasmine's mad at me because I posted this picture. He was walking past us. Oh, wait. I guess I'll send it to you, Vito. I'll send it to Chaos.
Is his name Diego? That is not his name.
Dante. Well, but his brother's Diego DiVincenzo.
No, I mean, that's a great name.
You were thinking about Dago Wop.
Yeah. Yeah, this video. And fucking, I had to fucking get yelled at, but I didn't take it down. Here, I sent it to you. Yeah, you mother.
Was it him just with a full meat?
No, dude. I was yelling at him. And I was just having fun, dude. And then I didn't have my keys last night. So I had to sit and I can open up my car with my phone because nobody was answering the door. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I had to just sit there. You could play the volume. And I had to just sit in my car for like an hour until little Tristan woke up and let me in the house.
Oh, my God.
Just sitting in the passenger seat of my car. All right, here we go.
You could have given me 100 guesses of what you were going to scream in that video, and it wouldn't have been that.
And he heard it. Play it again.
Have sex with my wife. Have sex with my wife.
He was laughing. You heard him? He was laughing.
She was like, not everything is entertainment. That's not even funny.
Look, he look at the last one.
When he dips his head, you could tell he's
this
laughing.
This is when he knew. Right there, dude, yeah.
That's like kid trying not to get in trouble in class shit. Where you try to hide what you're laughing at. That's awesome.
Dude, it was funny. We were sitting right next to the Knicks bench. Like me, Mark Norman, Sam Morrill, and Josh Cohen. We were sitting there right next to the bench. And it was like a defunct scorer's table. And for some reason, this is amazing. And I think it's because he listens to the podcast. He's a podcaster himself, Josh Hart from the Knicks. Every time, like, because they were destroying the Pistons, he would give me a fucking fist bump. I would just feel his wet knuckles. I was like, oh my God, I'm like a part of the team.
That's fucking awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
That is
where
so,
Sam was like, can we switch seats? I was like, never. Yeah.
Dude, he's like he's the most quintessential Nick too. Like Brunson is our guy, of course. He's just the stud. Yeah. But Josh Hart is like who the 90s were.
Yeah.
As a New York Nick in 2024.
So a guy that I know who's been working at the Garden for 38 years, he said. He was like, you know, I've seen it all. You know, I've been here for 38 years. This has been my job. Work for the Knicks. He goes, this energy is like when Oakley and Ewing were here. He was like, the Knicks have been good before when they had Carmelo, you know, in 2000 when they went to the finals. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it just didn't feel like this.
No, it felt like a ceiling. It felt like at that point, it was very like heliocentric, like just everything through Melo. So it didn't feel like a team. It just felt like we had a stud.
Yeah.
And this is everybody's coming together and playing a role.
Like if you would have said someone's going to drop 40, like that can be, you can have like five guys that can do that now.
Totally.
And last night it was DiVincenzo, Diego.
Diego DiVincenzo.
Name this episode Diego DiVincenzo. That's big in the algorithm, dude. Happy birthday to Michael. 39 years old.
That's right.
How do you feel being 39?
Age really barely registers with me. Like it from year to year, it really doesn't. It does make me feel like I have less life left. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like just getting 39. I truly, ever since I was a kid, I thought I was dying young. Right. Like truly early 20s, if that, dying young.
Right.
So the idea that I am around for 39, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It makes you think like your mind is lying to you.
Well, truly, it does make me believe in my original concept of perhaps just I am dead in other realities.
Interesting.
But just alive and striving in this one, you know?
Right. You're doing well in this one.
I'm doing okay.
This weed, I took.
Good jacket in this one.
That's it. So I normally take 12 milligrams of the edibles the last two episodes. This time I took 25. 25.
Yeah, you doubled up.
On an empty stomach.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And now it's hitting me.
Is it sloshing around in there?
It's not sloshing around. It's kind of just making me feel okay with maybe the number on the scale being a little bit higher because I'm on creatine.
Yeah.
And I'm just holding more water, and that's okay.
I think you should be okay with that because you're more powerful.
Right.
You have a more strong base. Your arms are looking good in that shirt, especially.
Chrissy Creatine looks good. Do you think does creatine suit me?
It does. It matches your whole vibe.
Do you think I'm better? I look better today than I did 3 months ago?
I do.
Yes.
I think a few months ago, that fucking hat would have been giving you a severe double chin, and it's not right now.
It's not right now because creatine is hiding it. John, I want you to do creatine, and I want you to do 25 milligrams, or you're fired.
I love taking John's anxiety and just using it against him.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
There was something I wanted to talk about that was good, dude. Oh, the fucking, so today, this episode will be on in a few days, but early this morning, a boat crashed into a bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it's like bad, right? Like this bridge is like a main motorway.
It connected two counties.
Like they need to get this bridge up. But right away, my group chat was like, cyber terrorist attack. Cyber terrorist attack. They hacked into the boat and they crashed into the bridge.
Well, if I know terrorists, they're definitely like, I know where it'll hurt them. Baltimore.
Yeah.
We'll get them where it hurts.
But that's, dude, that is fucking nuts.
It's, dude, seeing the cars, like, I don't know if you watch like some of the close-ups or anything like that, but the cars that like just make it before impact, you're just like the whole time just hoping that they get off. It's fucking, that's an actual nightmare, I'm sure, of everybody's.
I mean, dude, there's people missing, right?
Probably.
Look at that.
Oof.
Do you think that the owner, like the pilot of that boat, feels like a dickhead? Do you think he feels so dumb?
Do you think he woke up this morning feeling embarrassed?
He's like, whoops.
Oopsie cakes. Yeah, I mean, they did radio. They did all they could because their shit was apparently turning off, like they were losing power. But they radioed and said that they were doing that and they were likely going to collide. And so they shut the bridge down, supposedly. But from what I saw, there were still cars
whizzing. Yeah, so then how did all these cars, then how did that happen if they shut the bridge down?
I don't know. But again, that was like straight from Biden. So you don't even know if like what he's saying is true or if he's just like, the economy's great even though you're eating your own piss. You know? Who knows?
Like, you know when you knock over something and you're like, fuck, and like you feel really embarrassed?
Yeah.
I would probably just throw up and piss myself and die if I did this.
Honestly, if that was me, because I'd be so embarrassed, I would have just kept going on the boat.
Yeah.
Like that, I would have just been like, see ya.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's nothing I can do.
You do the captain from Titanic thing where you just kind of lock yourself into the quarters and then wait for the water to crash the windows.
That scene of him just holding the wheel was nuts. That was such a fucking nuts scene of him just getting. Can we pull that scene?
Dude, you just hear the windows go.
Yeah.
And he's just like looking at the blue.
He's still steering this boat. Dude. Did Larry David do somebody's podcast? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Let's see. He did the Rich Eisen show.
Oh, okay. All right, that's different.
You took like a personal offense to him.
Yeah, like Larry did.
Have you met him?
No.
I thought you had like some sort of promise from him.
Never.
It's like if I do a podcast, it's chaos.
Yeah, and like saying Larry David's like your favorite. Or like saying like I want to have a TV show like Curb Your Enthusiasm is like saying like your favorite player is Michael Jordan. It's like, yeah, everybody wants that, stupid.
Right.
But how is your idea different?
Right. Well, it's just like you can't give as little direction as he does without being as talented and proven.
Yeah.
Because I think he's maybe one of the most proven comedic minds ever.
Ever.
Like just everything he does is pretty much 100% from the field hit.
Consistently solid. He's so like hilarious. Like you think he has autism?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I'll diagnose
I
from
think
afar.
He does.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the way that I can feel better about myself as a person, as a comedian, is anyone who's better than me, I just say they have autism.
Yeah. Well, he puts the Berg in Asperger's.
Yeah. Bang. Happy birthday. That's what you get from this podcast. Yeah. Here's the scene of this guy just holding the fucking steering wheel. I mean, would you ever do this?
Like, go down with the ship?
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. And then he just grabs the wheel. He's like, this'll help.
Which, by the way, this is a real thing. They did that. They had to flood that cabin with that water, and this poor old fuck actor actually stood in there as the water was going. So they had to, this was like one of the most high wire filming scenes of the whole movie.
Yes.
Yeah, they had to like get this guy out before he died.
Please send Mike the KiwiCo. It's they're these kits that you get, and for the kids learning science, art, engineering. I do them with my kids. It gets them off their devices. It brings us all closer together. I'm helping them learn a new skill there, and that's giving me confidence as a parent. And then in turn, my child is getting confidence as a child because they're building something and following instructions. And that's all from KiwiCo. And I love them. It's one of my most favorite products, KiwiCo.
Well, I mean, it is,
you know what I mean?
It's amazing when you could actually do something with your kids and feel like you're not just wasting their time, like you're teaching them something, they're going to be better for it.
Yes.
And you're like, you get the credit even though they've curated the entire thing.
And it helped them, and I helped them.
Yes.
The bottom line is, to be a good parent, like, you Google stuff and you can, it's up to you how you want to do this. But KiwiCo takes the guessing work out for you.
Completely.
And it's a beautiful thing. And my kids love KiwiCo. And we'll give them a discount. Right, Mike?
We sure will. Go to KiwiCo.com and use the promo code CHAOS. That's KIWICO.com. Promo code CHAOS. You get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com. We love KiwiCo. Trust us. You'll love it too. Morgan and Morgan, podcasting on the most edibles you've ever taken is hard.
America's largest injury firm, law firm.
Hold on, should we start up?
Keep going. Morgan and Morgan, they have a proven track record of fighting and get you full and fair compensation. Over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients. Morgan and Morgan is so easy.
Podcasting on edibles is hard.
But Morgan & Morgan's easy.
Podcasting during construction in the neighboring office is hard.
Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win.
For more information, go to forthepeople.com/chaos or dial pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/chaos or pound law 529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
Oh, God, my fucking jeans just clipped the side of my nuts.
There's nothing worse.
Ah,
dude, I sat on my ball the other day to the point where I thought it popped, but it just, like, put enough pressure to just, like, it went down and then out the side. You know what I mean? And I was yelping for a while.
Yeah. Yes, I woke up this morning, and I don't know how this happened, but I woke up this morning, I was naked, and my nuts were just right on the top of Jasmine's butt cheek. Just like resting right on the top of her butt. And then she woke up and I was like, hey, good morning. And then I was like, do you feel that? And she was like, are those your balls? Ew.
Dude, balls on anything are a very so specific funny sensation too. Like, that must have felt like a hot water balloon on so the nuts top of her ass.
Dude, and I can't, do you get morning wood anymore?
Like, crazy.
Really?
Like a fire hydrant. Oh, do you not?
No, I kind of do.
Is that no good? I thought, yeah.
No, I do, but then it's always pee. When I pee, then it goes away. Is that normal for you guys?
Well,
as soon as you pee?
Yeah. Well, your dick can't stay. Whoops. I just
put that in. He put his coffee in the tiramisu. Dude, tiramisu fucking cup.
Have yours?
I ate both
of
them.
That's crazy. I didn't even see it happen. That's nuts.
I ate them both, and I'm not supposed to eat sweets today.
What were we just talking about?
What about tiramisu? What do you put your cup on?
What's
that term?
Coaster.
Coasters. What about tiramisu coasters? What about edible? What about edible coasters?
That's not bad.
Right?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to whenever, and I'm sure some place exists like this, but when there's like a weed drink at a comedy club where it's like a nice little 10 milligram seltzer, you know, or whatever it may be.
I had a weed, it was called Weed Elixir, and yeah. I had it in Denver.
Yeah, it's unreal. I've had those little, like the 100 milligram shots or whatever.
Tinctures.
Yeah. I mean, any of that stuff, like, but for a club, like in a club, I've gone to dispensaries and had that shit, but I'm talking about like part of the two drink minimum.
Yes.
Is you could have.
You have to have a fucking weed drink.
Yeah.
Yes, scumbags. All right, let me watch Tom Cruise on a motorcycle, or in Britain, they call it a motorcycle.
A motorbike.
Which, by the way, sorry, real quick, all my shows in the UK after June, so like June 10th, 11th, and 12th, I think it's Dublin, Glasgow, and Liverpool, I think. I have to cancel those shows because I forgot that it's my stepson's graduation. So Jasmine couldn't believe
that
I did two things. But the shows from June 2nd in Amsterdam through June 8th, those are what happened.
That's the face of somebody who made posters.
Yeah. Those shows are still good. London's happening. All those shows are happening from June 2nd to the 7th, Birmingham. But I accidentally booked a run of UK shows right in the middle of my stepson's graduation. Can't do that. And then I booked June 22nd. I'm co-headlining with Sam Morrill in Atlantic City. That show is still happening. But today, what Jasmine goes, you have a show June 22nd? I was like, yeah, with Sam. It's going to be fun. We should all go down there. She was like, why do you think it was a bad idea to book a show June 22nd? Mm. I was like, because it's hot. And she was like, your daughter's birthday is June 24th. That's a Monday. When do you think the birthday party was scheduled for? I was like, Sunday, June 23rd. She was like, when have we had a birthday party on a Sunday? It's obviously Saturday. She was like, you need to cancel the show. I was like, I can't and I won't. I said, I'll solve it. Violet's coming on stage with me. I'm going to bring my daughter on stage with us and we're all going to sing happy birthday to her. She's coming to Atlantic City because guess what? She's my lucky charm. I'm not taking my dad's advice anymore. I'm getting into gambling.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I think that's a good. I played poker this weekend on 300 milligrams, which is the most I've ever sat down and played on. And it felt like I was skydiving while taking the SATs. It was insane.
But you won, dude.
Oh, I know. I won $500, but it literally felt like I was plummeting to the earth while making like spur of the moment.
Were they knocking on our door?
Is that Sags?
Is Sagalo here? James Webb's calling me. Yeah, right. Let's hear what he has to say. And then if he curses or anything, we'll put it on Patreon.
Sorry about the call. You're probably busy. Just clarifying which show this is that you're talking about, taken from. I'm assuming show two. You're an unfunny bitch and you should kill yourself. No, you're great, dude. Shut up. I saw you at the game, by the way. I wasn't there, but I saw you on TV and shit with Sam Mark. That was sick. Great game to fucking attend, too. Jesus Christ, what a win. Dante.
This guy's calling me about the edits. You need to edit this fucking voicemail.
If you have time, I'm about to go to the gym, so I might not be able to pick up. But text me when you got a sec.
No,
this is show two or not?
And it's then, show two. So
cut up and send over to Shmulo.
That it, Shmulo. No offense, Brendan. We're doing Jewish jokes.
This next episode is gonna be so unhinged. It's gonna be the best,
dude. That's what you call it, unhinged date.
Nice, I like that.
Hinge.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Michael.
You should start a divorce app called We Should, now that it's kind of my idea as well, called Unhinged.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's a polite way to tell your significant other you want a divorce.
And we have it staffed with divorce lawyers and divorce counselors. If you're a person and you're trying to break up, you're trying to get out of a marriage and you don't know what to do, you join our app, Unhinged. And what we do is we help you break up with that person. And we even, for a little bit more, we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
In person or through a handwritten letter. That's the most highest expensive tier. If you want a handwritten note, an email costs less. But we'll do that for you guys. We'll do it for Brendan, but he's single. Brendan Sagalow is not here, but he'll be here in the future. I can feel it. Kate Middleton has cancer. Joke.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Do you know what's weird is I told my wife, I said during like the beginning when everybody was having so much fun with it, like, you know, people like, you haven't seen her, what's going on? I was like, they're gonna give her cancer. They're gonna give her some disease where you can't, it's like you can't make fun of it, you can't question it, it's just something that you gotta leave alone. And then lo and behold, look what happens. But I believe it.
That's it, dude. I believe it. Moderna.
Do you believe
her
it?
Chip on. No.
I love the people. Did you watch the video of hers? Because people were instantly commenting like, not one blade of grass is blowing in the wind. This is a fake video.
It is funny. God, I have an atrocious smile.
No, your smile is beautiful.
No, when I over-smile, I have so much gut. It really is. And like, dude, you got to, I'm telling you, I'm listening to my my special. I can't believe anybody laughs. I'll talk about it on the Patreon. On patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I'm going to go crazy again, right? Buy the link.
Buy the link.
You got to sell yourself. Don't you really want the Patreon? Ooh, maybe I'll keep something back in the edit of this clip. We're going to talk about Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. It's the magic of editing. Guess what, motherfuckers? I'm Kate Middleton.
Press play, though. Watch the backdrop. It literally does it. It's actually
true. She looks like my Aunt Janet.
Does she? You have a hot Aunt Janet. J-Bone. Does she watch? Right? You don't think Kate Middleton is cute?
I do think she's cute. I can't hear what she's saying, though. She looks like a sailor.
Do you want the sound? I thought you just wanted to look at the grass.
But there's not a thing. I mean, they do have a point, the conspiracy theorists. There is nothing blowing or moving
in
the back.
Ask the graphic designer.
What do you think? It's a green screen?
I don't know. I'm trying to look around her hair to see if there's any like clipping, but
why doesn't our podcast look like that?
Why don't we have a meadow backdrop?
Yeah. Come on, dude. Change the TV or something. So what kind of cancer does she have?
She didn't say.
They keep doing this thing. The royal family has two cancer cases, and both of them, they're just like, who knows what kind of cancer it is. A very rare,
it's the kind you get from drinking the blood of an infant.
Yes. Thoughts to Kate. And
your British accent right there was just...
Yes, it is. I'm coming to London. And then I was going to come to Dublin.
What do you think? Do you feel guilty? Do you think? I mean, there were so many people like they were trying to force Kim Kardashian to apologize for referencing.
Never
it.
Let him apologize.
Never. Because then they'll break that apart and tell you didn't do it right.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Do you believe the story? Do you care?
I care. I care because it's a human being that's life's being affected, mm-hmm. and that sucks. But I do care if it's a person, but I just think, you know, it's a private matter.
Sure.
I think it's a private matter. and I think that she'll be okay. Unless the government doesn't want her to be okay, then she won't be okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you really think this stuff's really going down with P. Diddy? I don't think he's the one they're after. I think they're trying to raid the house, the FBI. Because they're trying to cover up their own tracks because they know he knows who's on Epstein's Island.
Yeah, I love that.
100%. And then you got another thing. Jay-Z's involved in this shit too. And P. Diddy's the one. And then they coerced together and they made Aaliyah's plane go down.
That's a real theory, by the way.
And then Jay-Z got another girl pregnant and Beyonce had her killed.
I mean,
Jay-Z and Beyonce are the Clintons of hip-hop for sure.
They're Clintons and blackface. You kind of offset each other on what are you more offended at? They're the Clintons and blackface.
Yeah, what are you more offended by, murder or blackface?
Yep.
It's up to you.
I'm not saying I'm a part of it.
No,
but the Clintons
we're just
are.
Commenting.
So I think about the Kate Middleton stuff. I care. But, you know, whatever. That's their problem. Okay. I think also that P. Diddy, there's potential he's innocent.
You think so?
What? Potential. There's potential.
Nice.
Don't judge a book by its cover. That's all I'll say.
What part about the story about P. Diddy do you think like he it might be a misguided?
I think that there's a possibility that he's, you know, involved in all these alleged crimes, but I think there's a possibility that they really raided the house. The FBI raided the house to get evidence, like cleared away, that Puff Daddy probably had on all the top one percenters at sex parties. And they, so it was really the government, you know, the bad guys disguising themselves as the U.S. government because they're the good guys. And I think that they knew that P. Diddy had some dirt and they said, let's, they knew they weren't going to get him. The FBI knew he wasn't going to be there. They raided the house, took any evidence that might link these top one percenters to P. Diddy sex parties. They're going to get rid of that. Then they're going to, the thing with P. Diddy will go along. But if you notice today, day one, P. Diddy in the news, what happens? Oil tanker goes into a bridge in Baltimore. Connected because it distractions. And then it's all distractions.
Here's the, can I stop you real quick? Because go. I am kind, I started out ready to make fun of your first thing, but it is, it's got potential.
Yep.
It really is. The men in black going in there and taking out whatever secret videos he has of Obama getting, you know, blown by Lil Bow Wow or something.
They have it all. They have it all. And you, they have all that evidence. And then they say, well, how do we cause a distraction? Collapse a bridge. Baltimore, I think that could have been any city. These are any city. Just, you can't do New York or LA. That's not my rules. But you can't do those. And probably Chicago. Can't do those. Anywhere else, fair game. Knock down a bridge in Baltimore. Whatever it takes to get the press off P. Diddy. Because we're still trying to clear out evidence. I mean, P. Diddy's got a video. P. Diddy's got a video. He's got fucking... Who's the kid? Who's the kid? He's got him. What do you call it? What do you call it when a gymnast does a loop around? In gymnastics.
On the bars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Swing.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
What is that called? The bars. Loop around.
The bars. A triple sow cow?
Triple. Yeah. Like a triple sow cow. Like a bar. And yeah, dude. They got a video in there. P. Diddy's just got his hard fucking cock out. He's got his cock right out. And it says on the shaft, black cocks matter. Right? And then...
Can you describe what you're feeling in your body right now?
Feels regretful.
I meant from the edible.
What's like Jazz's reaction been to your new weekly edibles for the podcast?
She's told me that it is the same thing as being a junkie.
Oh, good.
And that's what I am. Is that I'm now chasing this high and starting to feel like a crutch. And she's been calling me around the house because I'm walking around on a crutch because of this edible bit. She's been calling me Tiny Tim.
Oh my God.
She didn't say any, but it's in the sitcom.
It's in the book.
It's in the
book. Dude, by the way, this is real. Go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy and hear about how I blew my fucking book deal. It's a goner.
So she keeps saying, like, have some edibles, Tiny Tim?
Yeah, she's calling me Tiny Tim because I'm on one crutch, which is like a legitimate diss.
Sure.
I like that.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
It's a good, I mean, that's fucking funny.
It's thoughtful. It's got layers to it.
Yeah. Nicole calls me these my mood stabilizers. And I take that equally as offended because it does mean that I can't handle life without them, which is accurate but hurtful.
It's accurate. And so, you know, whatever, I deal with it and I've been having fun. And maybe, I don't know. This isn't not about me. It's about you. You're making me do this at home. So am I the drug addict or are you the
enablers?
Enablers.
You're like Josh Block, world of t-shirts.
Exactly, dude. I got t-shirt ideas all fucking day.
People love the Oilers one, by the
Oilers won, and then guess what? And you know what the next t-shirt is? Clinton's in blackface. Or the blackface Clintons.
John, get on it.
John. Yeah. John, make that merch.
And it's just Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
But it says Clintons in blackface.
I feel like if we don't put those parts on Patreon, the Clintons will. They'll take that off the internet.
Immediately take it off.
Patreon. So, yeah, dude. J-Lo, dude, getting ripped by being a fake New Yorker, but that's why I'm wearing her shirt.
In support.
In support. And by the way, when I left my house today with this shirt, I swear to God, Jasmine was offended I was wearing it.
Yeah.
Because she's like, she's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want you.
Right.
You know.
You're wearing Queen Puerto Rican on your chest and not your Queen Puerto Rican.
I said
Puerto
to her,
Rican.
Well, at least I can come on this face. You won't let me do it to yours because you got a new fucking Invisalign.
I mean, that's good stuff.
That's a good material, right? Yeah. She puts in her Invisalign and then nobody can get blown. Patreon. For Funkmaster, patreon.com. I think, yeah, dude, I think that. So tell me what happened with J-Lo.
So J-Lo,
I
want
to talk about
it
for the clip.
J-Lo, what J-Lo has done is basically seen the success of musician documentaries and decided that she wants in, not only as a musician, but also an actress and now a fully realized filmmaker as well. She's married to an Oscar winning director, writer, actor, like the whole thing. She's like, there are just so many interviews where she's interviewing him throughout the documentary, like picking his brain about the process. And he's just like wiping his eyes back, just being like, just some things we don't have to show people, you know,
yeah.
Like constantly upset about it. But she's great because she's so disconnected from reality. She's been rich and famous for such a long time that she truly thinks nobody has heard her story, even though she's been in the public eye talking for 25 years straight.
She also, it's a lot of people thinking that like she's just lying about this life that she grew up with, that she,
yes.
Like she didn't grow up as poor and underprivileged.
Well, the people in her neighborhood don't even know who she is. Yeah. Like they know her as a celebrity, but they don't know her on a personal level.
They don't remember her.
She went to like an elite private school, I believe.
Did she go to Frank Sinatra?
No, she didn't go to Frank Sinatra. She went to...
she go to Dean Martin?
She went to like a Catholic school. Like
Sammy Davis Jr.?
On a country club.
Frankie Valli.
Who else? I'll go all day with the rap back.
I said Frankie Valli. Yeah.
Frankie Valli's performing the same night as me and Sam are in the same casino in Atlantic City.
Is he sold out yet?
So go see us because I'm going to be seeing him. He's probably sold out, yeah.
So she went to Preston High School.
Oh, wow. I don't know what that is.
So, but tell me, what? So they're saying that she's just a fake Latina. That's all it is.
They're just saying she co-opted this street backstory to help push her narrative, which, of course, a lot of people do that. They co-opt stories, all that stuff. Like, half the rappers weren't the actual thugs in their neighborhood. They were the dork with a pad and a pen writing down what they saw.
I thought it was art.
Exactly.
That, like, people were, like, making art. I didn't think everything you said had to be like the truth. I didn't know we were politicians.
Yes.
Last time I checked, I was a goddamn podcaster.
But once you watch this, you will recognize why people are turning.
If somebody knows Puerto Ricans, Chrissy D knows Puerto Ricans. I'm going to tell you right now, if number one, this is a real Puerto Rican. If number two, this is an authentic Puerto Rican. If number three, if this is a man. TikToker slams J-Lo again over cringe.
And what was your go-to order at the bodega?
My go-to order at the bodega.
Dude, hold
was...
on. Press pause real quick. Just run that 1 second delay of her after he asked the question because you can see her be pissed off at him.
Yeah.
Like, you can see her just be like, I wasn't ready for that. And
yeah.
Then she's like, oh, get back in.
She's like, do you mean Trader Joe's?
Whole Foods. I'd get the Sprouts.
Yeah. By the way, I haven't seen this video. I bet you what she would order at the bodega right now is she would order at the bodega a bacon, egg, and cheese. She would order a bacon, egg, and cheese with coconut cookies
side. That right there is an answer from an actual person who lives within the city limits.
If there's one thing my family goes crazy over and my on a daily basis is bacon, egg, and cheeses and coconut cookies. If you Puerto Rican girls when they see coconut cookies, when we were in the airport in Puerto Rico, Jazz saw these coconut cookies from when she was a kid, and it was wild. It was literally like fucking nuts how she went crazy for these coconut cookies. I thought she was like one of those AI robo dogs. She was just eating these cookies, dude. She was on her hands and knees eating the cookies at gate G6 in the San Juan airport because of coconut cookies.
That sounds good, though. Yeah, I've never had them.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah. So you think that's what she's going to say?
I think she's definitely going to say bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
She's definitely going to, or maybe she's going to say chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. Let's see.
Go-to order at the bodega.
Look at her face.
My go-to order at the bodega was ham and cheese on a roll with an orange drink, if you know, you know.
An orange drink, if you know, you know.
An orange drink only exists at Gray's Papaya. That's the only place in New York City where you can say, I'll take an orange drink. And they say, okay. And they slide it over to you.
Yeah, does she mean like...
Sunny D isn't even fucking orange drink.
Yeah, I'm thinking, does she mean Fanta? Does she mean Orangina?
No, you would say Fanta.
Does she mean Sunny?
You would
Fanta,
say
Fanta, do you wanna Fanta, Fanta?
Like even...
It's
even
a Fanta.
Even blue, like blue Gatorade is a thing. You wouldn't even like...
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that at that as that blue drink. I'd be like, what am I drinking? Fucking Windex?
Like, and even if she meant quarter waters, that's a quarter
water. Yeah, I was saying quarter waters. Yeah. If she would have said quarter waters, quarter waters or the iced teas in the milk carts, we used to call those Bushwick Snapples.
Really? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Bushwick Snapples.
Bushwick Snapples.
They put the missing Spanish kids on the side.
Yeah.
Ham and cheese.
Yeah, now they used to put missing children on the side. Now they put fucking their improv troupe. Now they put their open mic schedule. Bang!
I've never heard adult order a ham and cheese.
Yeah.
That's like a fucking fridge sandwich. That's not
a
order.
Yeah, you're not going to order that in a deli. And number one, you it's a jamon.
First of all, if you ordered a ham and cheese from any place, you would get about a pound and a half of ham and whatever of cheese, and the whole thing would be completely inedible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, insane.
That's the craziest fucking sandwich order of all time.
Yeah, and you're lying because we know you don't eat bread.
Right. Yeah. She just eats it by the fistful.
No, like, maybe what would it be on? Would it be on a roll? Like what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah, ham and cheese on a ham and cheese sandwich and an orange drink. I have no idea what that is.
That's a child's lunch. That's just a child's lunchbox. That's
a Lunchables.
She's such a it was a lot. And then the walk it's just I'm gonna say so far, I haven't seen this. I'm not believing that this is an authentic Puerto Rican.
She does it. Oh, this is a great one, too, because she just like you could tell. I mean, this is the thing of successful people, though, too, is like a lot of them are sociopaths. That's what it takes to succeed in a lot of areas, is to be a fucking belligerent maniac and have this undeniable self-belief and delusion about what it's taken you to get to where you're at. And this is what she's saying. She's saying, I'm this crazy. Like, this is like an Al Pacino at halftime of any given Sunday pump up speech to herself in the mirror. And then the PA of this shoot just had a TikTok go viral where he goes, by the way, this was her 12th take. He's like, this took her 12 takes. Guess which take we used? The 12th. This was the best she did.
Really?
Yeah, and watch it. It's unreal.
She's now, what is she saying here?
Let's watch.
Okay, we can. Is that legal? John? John says it's legal.
It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx, running up and down the block. A crazy little girl who used to be wild and no limits, all dreams and I like taking my hair out like this. It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx, running up and down the block. A crazy little girl who used to
be the unnecessary wild, curses.
No limits, yeah, all dreams.
Just to show that she's down to earth, dude.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Mike. It's very difficult to get to this level of success and then somehow turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't be, you are. There's an obsession with, I mean, are we obsessed with ourselves? Because we do a podcast.
100%.
And we have to just accept that.
I'm not beyond that. I'm just saying I don't have the money that she does.
Give him his next birthday gift.
That's the difference. Otherwise, I'm blowing my hair out in my house too and talking about all the trials and tribulations I've had growing up in white upper middle class suburbia.
I have an opinion on J-Lo, and it's that I don't think anybody's ever gotten as far with as little.
Mm.
Like, I mean, she can't sing.
But she had the first ass. She had the first ass. That was like, she literally broke the mold. Like, people were like, what the fuck? That exists? That's a thing? And that became like America's obsession ever since.
Yes.
And then built upon it has been the Kardashians. Built upon it has been every single influencer. It's the ass house that J-Lo built.
You know what? You put me in my place, Mike.
Huh?
You put me in my place.
There you go.
That's it.
You but that's true, right? Like, that's her only, that's her talent. Is she's, I mean, unbelievable. Those genetics are, they should be studied once she's dead because she looks unreal. But her ass is like
nuts.
It's crazy.
Let's pull up some pics. Yo. I think,
yeah.
So what, yeah, there you go. Massimo. What do you predict is going to happen though?
To J-Lo?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What do you mean? This isn't a case. This is just people making fun of her online.
Have you seen the news?
I think the same thing that's going to happen to Michael Jordan is the internet is going to have a few fun weeks, and then that's about it.
That's about
it. Have you seen that? The we're done with the 90s TikTok thing where people are just showing all the bad highlights of Jordan and just being like, he actually sucked.
No, that's kind of great.
Yeah, it's Gen Z mobilizing to besmirch Michael Jordan on behalf of, I guess, LeBron or whatever.
Right.
Or just, I think people are just plumb sick and fucking tired of people just talking about how great he was and unfallible. And they're like, all right, well, let's see. Pull up the tape. And there's some tough highlights that, thank God, the internet didn't exist for Jordan's sake back then.
Like what? Like,
just like left-handed donks, them sloughing off of him like he's Russell Westbrook. Like, there's times where they literally would give him a 12-foot cushion and be like, shoot the three.
Yeah.
Shoot it. And he'd shoot it and brick. Like, you know, stuff that LeBron has been the most covered athlete maybe in the history of sports. And if he did any of that shit, he's going to hear about it far more.
What was wrong with that play?
He just got no handle, I guess, and he just got bumped off the
bounds. It happens. Yeah, no left hand. That's a stupid thing because then one of his most famous shots is with his left hand.
Yeah, the switch hand layup against
dumb. I see already. I don't trust this guy now. He's not factual.
No, I don't think it's right. I think it's just funny that an entire generation decided this is it. We've had enough.
Do you not remember a few months ago Gen Z was like pro Bin Laden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. An open letter about how Osama BL wasn't too bad.
That was the only thing I've ever actually seen get erased from the internet.
It got erased? No, right. Rob Delaney's Kimmel set.
That's another. Do you know about that?
No.
It's
a tough 5 minutes. Rob Delaney, who was Twitter famous at the time, one of the first ever Twitter famous comedians, and then transitioned to stage, got a late night set maybe 11 minutes into doing stand up. And it is one of the bleakest 5 minutes you've ever seen in your entire life outside of actual 9/11 footage. But it's like just no runway, no rhythm, no nothing. He's just bombing. And it is, for the most part, I think 100% erased from the internet.
Do you want to watch it on Patreon?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Patreon.com/ChrisDComedy.
Nice guy, I've heard.
I'm sure he is.
Find out what you really think on Patreon.
Exactly, dude. You have to at some point. You got to do it. Genucel. Natural, clean, and free.
I love Genucel, dude. I have crazy bags under my eyes because I am I'm an Irish guy, so we age drastically at some point. So that's why Genucel has worked wonders on my crow's feet and sleeping bags under my eyes.
They're cruelty-free. That's what I like about them.
Genucel.
Genucel is and works under those eye bags and puffiness that has been confirmed by Genucel. Less than 12 hours.
Natural, clean, and free from mineral oil, parabens, and harmful chemicals. And guys, introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Sorry, the mic just hit me in the chin.
Sounds like a vibrator.
Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, the forehead, the crow's feet, laugh lines, and it starts working in seconds.
There we go.
Gen 90 is on sale at Genucel.com during nothing. Gen 90 is on sale now at Genucel.com. Give the gift of luxury skincare and timeless beauty during this limited time promotion. Every order includes free spa box with two skincare essentials. Order right now at genucel.com/chaos. That's genucel.com/chaos. Free shipping on all orders. genucel.com/chaos. genucel.com/chaos.
Oh my God. Another person got his tattoo? Got his.
No, we never talked about it in the first place, so I put it on there.
Another person got
his. Oh, I thought we talked about it last week.
We never spoke about
it. A fan of Mike's got his face tattooed on, I think, is it their leg?
It's their thigh. It's like this big, dude. So not only, I mean, this guy is very dedicated, I guess is the word, but he's also a kind fella. I talked to him online and thought he was going to be far more threatening than he was, but he was very nice. How big is that? This was years ago, too, so I was even less popular.
Wait, did he send it to you without his pants on?
What?
Oh, never mind. Oh. Dude, I thought...
I was like, what?
Do you see this line over here?
Yeah.
I thought this was his arm, and I thought he just didn't have pants on.
Oh, that's...
He's just wearing a long t-shirt right to the top of his cock.
Dude... So you talked to this guy? Do so we
I
have
it? I posted this just as like a thing. I remembered that I had it and I posted it to promote the special taping. And I was like, this guy probably unfollowed me at this point. Like, I have no idea even where I got this picture. But he commented like, nope, still here. And then we DM'd. And I was like, this is like the best interaction I've ever had with a fan. Like, it's so not...
Just a normal dude.
Just a normal guy that I... The thing that both makes me laugh and saddens me is thinking about how often he has to answer the question, who is that?
Yeah. I love that this guy's, like, a normal fan or whatever, and then, like, then you're, like, not going to show up for the podcast one day, and then we're going to get a text to this group chat, and it's going to be just a picture of your severed head next to the tattoo. Could you imagine?
Two scale.
That would be sick.
Damn, dude.
Who's that?
Is that me?
The way that his tattoo looks, he gave you a real melty face.
I mean,
yeah,
he did give me 500 milligram face for sure.
Yo, a thigh tattoo is wild.
Yeah.
A thigh tattoo.
On a guy? That's fucking nuts, dude. On a guy? That's
just think about anybody that blows this dude has to look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
That is tough business.
I don't think I've ever seen a face on a thigh. Like, man or woman, I've seen a face in a lot of places, never on a thigh.
I just wish he told me he was doing it so I could have taken, like, a profile pic, like...
Yeah.
To just go right towards his cock.
And then it's like you're blowing his kneecap. Yeah. Answer me this question.
Yes.
Be honest, and don't put both your hands down. Do you or don't you still have your birthday hat on?
I have no idea. Dude, I have no idea. Hold on. I'm trying to move my ears. Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then.
Yes.
Dude, let me ask, okay. Do I have mine on? Seriously.
What do you think?
I'm nervous. I was nervous for the past like 20 minutes. I've been like hyperventilating because I thought my head was I thought it was paralyzed just in a circle around my head. And that's what I thought it was because it's so, the sensations are nuts. And then I thought like that's when I was living that drama of having to tell my family, like, I have no feeling from the middle of my ears to the back of my head. And that's just dad now. And I was thinking about that. And like, literally, you know how it is when you get like this, like you believe this thing.
You know how it is when half your head's numb.
You get this thing, it's going to suck. And you're just going to have to talk about it. And you're going to like live radically different. And then I looked at Mike. I was like, oh, it's because we have our birthday hats on. I forgot. And then, but that was still 10 minutes ago. Because then I said, I'm just going to take off the birthday hat when he's not looking because I don't want to stop his story. And then by the time I asked Mike what the truth was, I had forgotten if I had asked him to take the hat off or not. And now I know Mike's hat is on.
You want me to take it off?
No.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about taking mine off and then me not, like, my sensation not coming right back to normal.
Yeah. So you want to maybe just
wait till we break. No, don't.
Oh, I can feel my face.
Good. That's nice.
Hey, Mike, you know what I just realized about this guy's tattoo?
What?
When he fucking beats off, his cum probably gets all over your face.
All over my face. All over my face. Can you, if you're watching, can you take a picture of that and send it in?
Yo, what if on Pornhub, tribute videos are a thing? What if he's just doing tribute videos onto your face?
Wow. Oh my God. What if like Pornhub had a thing where like they like clocked like through AI software the most jizzes on a face and Mike won of all the porn stars in the world.
Holy
and
then
you won because they're like, this guy's face is getting Mike, loaded on.
What if to promote your special, we have him do a tribute video onto your face and put it on Pornhub?
Yes!
Can we do that? Can we do that? I'll 100% do that. Come on your own leg on my face and we will 100% put it up. Yeah, and I'll be like, now out. Special out now. Oh my God.
Didn't somebody, I think, you know, like, what if the Impractical Jokers, like, their first video that, like, they got discovered on is, like, a bit of them, and then the last scene is somebody getting a load of lotion all over their back. Dude, it's Mike's fucking birthday.
I'm really enjoying what's happening to you right now, dude. It is very fun to watch.
It's Mike's birthday, man.
It is.
Parent of the Week?
Let's do Parent of the Week.
Yeah.
Let's do Parent of the Week. I want to do it. I ate two cupcakes, dude, a tiramisu and a Black Forest cupcake.
Do you want a tiramisu cupcake?
Yeah.
Give it to him. That's not Brendan Sagalow.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Dude, we would have saved some chicken. Give it. You want mushrooms?
No. I'm okay with
this. Order a pizza.
Order a pizza.
I want to see the Parent of the Week, dude. Put all this on Patreon if you want to.
The empty sound.
Yeah, because that's what people pay for nuance. You know what I mean? ASMR.
I am sweating.
I think that's like a legitimate winter jacket.
Yeah, but I really like it, so I want to keep wearing it.
Yeah, dude.
Can you see the
dude,
TV?
I got Mike that jacket for Christmas. I mean, I got Mike that jacket for his birthday, and for you for his birthday, you ate his cupcake.
What a sack of shit.
You just got Irish goodbye. Are we ready?
Is it not there?
Oh, yep. Parent of the Week. Adriana Alvarez. Adriana Alvarez of Astoria, Queens.
Oh.
Which where John is not far from there.
There we go. Google Translate.
Was involved in a terrifying incident.
Oh, no.
In January. Terrifying. As her daughter returned from walking their dog early in the morning, she was grabbed by a man right outside of her apartment door. Adriana, ready for this? Heard her daughter scream and sprung into action, running into the hallway, chasing the intruder.
Why are you pointing to me when you say intruder?
I just wanted you to read the next bullet points.
Oh, that's to me. Okay, she this is without glasses. She punched and wrestled the man as he fought back, even pepper spraying the mother and daughter. They managed to break free and the man fled, only to be knocked down by a neighbor and held until police arrived. That's fucking badass. That neighbor's awesome. Adriana suffered a dislocated shoulder, fractured orbital, and broken elbow, but her daughter was luckily unharmed.
Amazing.
Dude, that is...
You are the parent of the week,
100%.
Mrs. Adriana Alvarez.
That's gangster. That's
you
exactly...
You are gangster.
I mean, dude, that's one of those things where, of course, I mean, that has to be almost instinctual. Like, she probably didn't even give a thought to it, all of that. But that is truly heroic to just place your body between like imminent death, like almost
these
death.
Are pictures of it, right?
Whoa.
Yep, these are stills from the
that guy's fucking
door
big
footage.
Too.
And this is the one he was fucking trying to assault her. Mm-hmm. And then bang. That's the mom. That's Adriana Alvarez.
Yep.
Wow.
And wow.
She got beat up too.
Well, yeah,
she got beat up by the guy.
Broken orbital, yeah, broken elbow.
Because what? He threw her down the stairs?
He just tuned her up.
Yeah, no, they wrestled down the stairs, four flights of stairs.
Oh, my God, that's like Casino Royale.
Yeah, exactly.
She pepper sprayed him.
No, he pepper sprayed them because he was going to abduct the daughter.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's fucking terrifying.
He's a big dude, too.
Yeah. That is, I mean, that mom now should have, like, there should be some sort of legal loophole where she could get, once she's fully healed,
5 minutes alone in a room with that guy, maybe with like hot irons or something, like a couple tools or whatever, nothing too crazy, but just something to really exact full fucking revenge.
Right.
I don't think there's enough of that.
Yeah, like if you like get convicted by video evidence of something like that, we should be able to like brand, like you have to do, I don't think prison and freedom isn't, I think it, I don't think that that really works. It doesn't really rehabilitate. I think you like it. Hammurabi's code was the best. Like if you rape and you get convicted, like we're not just anybody, go through the court of law and we're sure of it. It's like, you know, well then we cut your penis off. That's what we do then.
Yeah.
So then you'll never do it.
I mean, I don't think it works. I don't, I would imagine that it's still not going to be effective, but I do think that there is some sort of level of justice in only making her happy for just a minute. Yeah. You know, if just for a minute, her taking a hot tire iron to that guy's asshole would crack a smile and make her feel like she got the best of him, give it to her.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I was going to say, we're going to put her GoFundMe in the YouTube description.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to put that GoFundMe in there. And John has already DM'd her because she looks like she looks like she doesn't speak English. And that's what John's into. So.
I mean, that's the mom.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it all. From Astoria.
Let's go. Good shit.
Vito.
Yeah.
Vito lives in Astoria.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, the guy hasn't been caught yet.
Where were you?
Yeah, well, and you came in with a mask on your ear. A green mask. Vito. Vito, you do this.
I don't say You've accused two people in this room of being the accuser now.
Let's go, Mets. All right, voicemail.
Hey, what's up, babe? My name is Jack, and I'm a Cadillac salesman. This question is directed towards Mr. DeStefano. Excuse me, I just fucked up your last name quite hard. But no, I want to know what you're doing riding around in your silly little Jeep Wagoneer or your Lincoln Navigator or whatever I've seen you riding in. Sir, we got to get Chrissy Cadillac on the page here. I need you in an Escalade pronto. Please, talk to me. My question is, what do you look for in a vehicle? Each of you. I'd love to know. Much respect to the both of you. I'm seeing you both in Stanford on the 14th, I believe it is. So much love. Okay, babes. Bye.
There you go.
It's on
and
the
you
six.
Said, and you guys said we didn't have any gay black fans. That guy is man is African American and he's gay.
What tipped you on the African American? The Escalade?
Yes. He just sounds like a flamboyant gay man, like a flamboyant New York-based gay man. I like a man like that.
Yeah.
I like a man like that.
I love the ingenuity of using this as a sales pitch. Like,
very
what,
smart.
What a great idea.
And what a great person to do it on.
100%. And right in the state that he's in, he might buy it before we leave.
I'm actually... I'd ask you to privately text me his number. My lease guy tells me he can't get me out of... I have a 3-year lease. I'm at 1 year, like 9,500 miles. John just almost broke his own neck off camera.
Was that your fucking head?
That was his neck, dude.
Dude, that sounded like bubble wrap. That was nuts.
That was fucking wild.
Holy shit.
You could always crack your neck like that?
Yes.
Really?
Can you do it again?
I love that. Really?
You can only do it once a day?
Not probably like an hour.
You just are, and you feel like that you're a kid. It just that is crazy.
You did that into a mic.
You could probably do it too. I mean, you're
nuh-uh.
Did you used to crack people's necks in physical therapy?
I just spit all over my screen.
No, dude, we weren't allowed to touch the neck. Right? That's what you guys are thinking, so I'll just do it for you.
That's what, I love that. Blaming them for your joke. That's what you're thinking, so I did it because I knew it.
It's a fucking bit, guy. Yeah, dude, but we never mess with the neck. We would do a light tissue massage.
Mm. What's as high up as you'd go, then, if you can't go to the neck?
No, wait, you could go to the neck, but you couldn't. No cracking. It's just a light tissue massage right here.
I see.
Well, I swear to God, dude. Ready for this? One day I was working on a woman's, she had some neck, shoulder and neck pain. And there's a thing called the occipital release. The occipital bones are right under here, right at the base of your skull. And you can find your way around them and give light cranial pressure. and you just lightly, very lightly pull it away, and that can relieve headaches and joint pains and neck pains. So I was starting with that, and I was doing that. And I was a physical therapist, I swear, for like 3 weeks. And so I was brand new, and I felt these huge lumps behind her head. And I was like feeling around on both, and I stopped, and I was like, ma'am, do you realize you have two like huge bumps on the back of your head? And I knew that it was synonymous with a certain type of disease. I forgot what that disease was, but I remember, and I said it.
Ugh.
And she was like, yes. She was like, I think that I could have that disease. And I was like, yeah. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I fucked up a big part of this story. There's something. I went up on a tangent. No.
Well, and isn't
no,
that
no,
like,
no, hold on. Oh, she had these big things on the back of her head, and I said it feels like a tumor. And she was like, I've never reached back there. I was like, I think there might be something going on. They found out she had radiation. She had lived somewhere like by Russia or in the Ukraine, and she had a radiation
Chernobyl bumps
poisoning. Yeah, from Chernobyl, and I saved her life.
Really?
I swear to God. Because she credited.
So you didn't give her an unsolicited diagnosis that resulted in a crazy lawsuit against your office?
No, but I will tell you this. One day.
Because that could happen, right? You gave like unsolicited. Dude, I think you have whatever. And then if you're right, wrong,
you're
whatever.
Done.
Yeah.
Dude, and no, there was one day where one of lawyers, but this was like, this was, 10, 15 years ago, like, just. He came in, he had this really bad back pain, and there was no, we're doing all this stuff on his back and couldn't find it. And then he was like, oh, but I do have like all these sores all over me, down there. And then we looked and he had like raging herpes, and it had caused such an infection through his groin area that it was like having excruciating back pain. So my boss was like, I think it's your raging herpes. And he said just that. And then I remember this guy, because what he was doing was, he had like a wife and kids. And what he was doing though was he was paying like $1,000 over asking to have sex with prostitutes with no condom. So he was just having sex with these.
He was paying over asking prostitutes.
Yeah, to take it off.
Dude, that is bug chasing to another level.
And then he came at all these sores and stuff. So he was like, I can't, like my wife can't know about this. Like we split our insurance, like the mail goes to her, whatever. And then, my boss was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. This is the only way. And then he asked my boss to step out of the room because he was like, can I just talk to him about the dangers of unsafe sex? And my boss was like, yeah, okay. And so, but he's like, hey, listen, he says to me, I swear. He goes, listen, he goes, what are you, how long have you been doing this? I was like, this is like my first 2 weeks. he was like, let me tell you something. If you agree right now, make a real contract. If you agree right now you allow me to forward my mail to your house and you sign all these medications I'm about to get under your name, I'll give you $5,000 right now. And I was like, do it. Let's do it. $5,000. You need the money. And then my boss was like, I told him about it after I'd already said yes to this
you
guy.
Said yes.
Because I was just nervous in the moment.
Yeah.
I wasn't really going to do it. And then my boss was like, that's a federal crime. If you did that, you would lose your license in the first 2 weeks that you've had it. And you would go to jail. And I was like, well, I did it. So I didn't do it. No. I wouldn't do it.
You should definitely bleep out the name.
Did I say it?
Just around who it could have been. But once it's bleeped, there is no identifying anything.
Oh, I took the hat off.
You just, dude, just got Mr. Ed lips. I watched you just go, like, just lick peanut butter off your gums.
That's it. That's all, folks.
That's the episode, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. For the birthday. I mean, this has been fantastic. Happy I really birthday. Appreciate it. And come out to the taping if there are still tickets left. April 6th, Stamford, 6th. Connecticut, New York Comedy Club. Produced by Chrissy Producer.
That's it, baby.
Chrissy Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. And then, yes, I am. And then do that. I'll be there. ChristyComedy.com. June 2nd is the Amsterdam. No, the Netherlands. Amsterdam, the Netherlands, June 2nd. And then we have all shows through June 7th in London. And then I'm supposed to have shows the following week, but I have to cancel them, unfortunately, in Liverpool and Dublin. I apologize. Those shows from June 10th on, I have to cancel because I forgot that it was my stepson's 8th grade graduation. So everyone at home is very mad. So I was like, ah, come on, use my credit card. I'll pay for the party. But I have to, unfortunately, reschedule. But you know I will.
Chrissy always comes back.
Do I?